Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, hi. It's 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 11th, 2022. You can probably tell from the sound that the the sidewalks are not exactly clear. They're mostly clear. Here and there, there's still a lot of junk on them. There's so much junk in some places, I had to cross the street to find a clear sidewalk. But be that as it may, here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I'm trying to remember how to do this. It's been a hard month. Ice under street here. Ice under feet. Ice in the street. Ice under feet. All right. So where have I been? I've been. I've been asking the question too often. It's like, am I going to walk today? Am I going to walk today? And the answer has been no. I've got a lot of excuses. None of them are actually all that good. But screw this. Okay, melt water had run across the sidewalk and put just enough water on it to freeze. It's 25, 6 degrees. It's below freezing. Nothing is really melting. The tar is a little warm where the cars are driving on it. So there's some wet there, but it's pretty cold. And I unbuttoned my jacket and unzipped my coat. Let's see if I can at least snap the snap here. Okay, I can't do it with my hand busy. Okay, put that in there. Take the gloves off. I have a new parka, and I'm still getting used to the pockets. Just snap this here. There we go. Of course, I reach in and it unsnaps. Try it this way. So yeah, there's a lot of excuses. None of them are very good. Most of them involve misdirected hyperfocus. Some of them involve taking care of family instead of myself. And I seem to have lost sight of the most important piece of the whole thing. The airline advice, put your own mask on first. And, my mask has not been on. I have not been, getting oxygen, and that's, a problem. So, dealing with self-care, it's been rough. I'm gonna I gotta blame everything. But the truth is I'm having a hard time adjusting to not having a therapist, I think. It's been 2 months and I haven't had my monthly checkup where I go in and have a little reality check with a third party. And I haven't had a real sit-down reality check with myself, which was sort of the predicate for what had to happen. So for the last month, I've been playing EVE Online and came to realize that it's kind of dumb. It's an interesting experience. It's an interesting challenge, but it's not as satisfying as I thought it was going to be. I also have a new game. I got a new game for Christmas. I asked for a new game. I asked for something simple and relatively mindless, and of course I've turned it into something very complex because that's what I do. Oh Lord. So the game is House Flipper. Yeah, House Flipper. Morning. That's a pretty good game. I've quote won it once, unquote, and then started a new walkthrough now that I know how things work. And I'm making it difficult for me to win a second time. Cause to win you have to do all the houses. You have to flip all the houses. And flipping the houses is pretty straightforward. You just have to finish. You have to sell all the houses. That's really straightforward. You don't really have to do anything. If you want to, you can actually lose money, but there's always somebody willing to buy it. There are a limited number of people who are willing to buy the houses. And it makes no sense. There should be some sort of logic. And there's some very rudimentary logic. But by very rudimentary, I mean very rudimentary logic. So you buy the house, pick up the trash, clean the windows, clean the floors, clean the walls. Paint paper flooring. Fix the broken appliances. Sell a house. I got a gift certificate, and so I splurged and bought one of the DLCs. But there's been a lot of, because it's sort of a, oh, how do I want to put it? It's not exactly an introspective game, but it's a storytelling game. It's a game where you tell yourself a story about the house. Glare eyes. Three patches right in a row. Okay, so you tell yourself a story about the house. And along the way, I tell myself a story about my house. And quite to my dismay, my house is not exactly in order. sleep. I remember sleeping. I remember there was a time when I actually thought, oh, wow, hey, that sleep stuff is pretty good. I still think it might be. I remember it being really nice. I don't remember the last time I did it. I had a good night's sleep. So part of it is I've got caught sort of in this negative feedback loop where I'm not sleeping, I'm not walking, I'm not getting anything done in terms of work. SIFWA is a never-ending source of anxiety. And the ongoing pandemic, which may soon rise to the level of endemic, which is troubling in its own right. I've not been doing well. We'll just put it that way. But I sat down with my therapist in my mind and thought, okay, what would Bonnie say? And she wouldn't say anything. She'd just sit there waiting for me to come up with the answer. Because I already know the answer, and she knows I already know the answer. It's just that I didn't want the answer. I wanted a different answer. And a different answer isn't going to... Well, it might. I can't find an answer that's dissatisfactory and takes care of the business. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So the answer is... sleep... food, walk, work, play. And the only one I've been doing is play. And so I'm a little off balance. I'm a lot off balance. However, I got this fancy-ass new parka. I asked for parka for Christmas and thought... well, it's not really something somebody can buy for me. Wrong. My wife was, in fact, able to buy a parka for me. And it's plenty warm enough. And it's 25 degrees out here. And I got the parka just sort of loosely snapped in front of me. I don't even have the Nanook of the North hood up. It's plenty warm. I've got a little... I've got actually quite a lot of heat built up inside. So it's quite comfortable. My nose is running. Face is cold. I'm wearing a hoodie underneath it, so the hood is up. The cloth hood from the hoodie is up, and it's protecting my neck and ears. So, yeah, the single digits. We had a string of single digits where during the day it would get up to 10. And then into the negative single digits at night. That lasted for quite a while. And we had snow in the middle of it, so none of the snow was melting, none of the snow was going. So it's only been like the last day or so where... sidewalks have been even marginally safe to navigate. But work, sleep, food, walk, play. And I need to do some work. I need to do some work. There's things I've got in play. There's things I've got in progress that haven't moved in a month. And that's part of the reason I'm having trouble sleeping, I think, is it? Come on, you need to get this done. SIFWA stuff, is Sifustopoulos. I've got Sifustopoulos I have to do. I got a meeting later this morning with the comptroller to try to figure out Sifu business that I can't really talk about, so I'm going to stop talking about that. But I've got some work stuff that I need to. Is this icy? It's just different color. It's just different color. I got some work stuff that doesn't require any thinking. I can take care of a few mechanical things. Like close out the end of the year. So I know how much income tax I'm supposed to pay next week. Really don't need this all zipped up. I should go take a glove off here. It's too warm. So I got some stuff that I could do, and accomplishing something would be a big improvement. I transferred everything in the pockets of my old parka into this new one. It has big pockets. It's got a lot more pockets. It's got inside pockets and outside pockets and pockets in the pockets. So, yeah, the therapist in my head said, well, if you want to feel better, you might want to do the things that make you feel better. Instead of just doing one thing. It's necessary, but it's like if you were sleeping every day, all day, every day. In the wide world of sports, there's a water tanker spraying water. Is he making an ice rink over there or something? Skating rink? It's very weird. So if all I was doing was eating 24/7, if all I was doing was sleeping 24/7, if all I was doing was working 24/7, it wouldn't be work. It wouldn't be good. That would not be healthy. That would be problematic. So I need to break the hyperfocus, which is fixated on EVE Online and House Flipper. I need to break that hyperfocus and do some other things. So that I'm more balanced. I have better mental acuity. It's a lovely morning. I'm gonna put this hood back actually. It is a lovely morning. It is mostly cloudy. It is winter. There's ice and snow and cold. But it's very still. I can hear equipment far enough away that I can't actually see it. There's little patches of blue sky off in the edges of this cloud bank. It's very diffuse light. I hope this is recording correctly. I think I turned off all of the radio noises, all the Bluetooths, all the Wi-Fis, put it into airplane mode, all that good stuff. There we go. Last street. A couple different sirens going off in the distance here. I wonder if it's a fire or ambulance and police. Hard to tell them. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. And while the odds of it aren't particularly good, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.